Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so good to have you with me once again. Amen. Welcome to a year in the Word, and thank you so much for joining me in this journey through the Word of God. You know, the Word of God is exciting. It is an adventure unlike any other, and all of it is true. You know, we see so many things on television and on the big screen, and it's based on events that's happening in someone's mind, someone's imagination. But these are not imaginated things. These are the history of mankind that is written in print for us to learn not only who we are and who God is, but learn from our past mistakes so that history does not repeat itself. If only we would listen to the wisdom of the past, we would gain ground so much quicker, and we would go so much further in our relationship with God and in our development as human beings. Oh, I give glory to God, to the God of our salvation on today, because he remembered us. Even after the fall of man, he had a plan for each and every one of us. He had us in mind when he formed a body for himself down through 40 and two generations. He had each of us in mind to redeem us back to the Father, to remove us from our alienated relationship with our Creator, and to place us in a place of grace, in a place of healing, in a place of restoration, in a place of regeneration. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I give him glory and honor on today. Amen. In the Word of God, we find out that there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. His name is Jesus, and there is no way to the Father except that we go through him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are reading the Word throughout the year 2018, each and every day. If we miss a day, you'll be notified, and we will double up on that day because we are reading every word, every precept, every jot, and every tittle is coming forth in 2018. We give glory to God because as we read, breakthroughs are going forth in the atmospheres. Healing is being wrought in the atmosphere. Lives are being changed as we read, as we hear, as we understand what is written in the Word of God. Today, our reading is in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and 6. And as usual, I will be coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we come before you as humbly as we know how. Oh, Lord God, we surrender our minds, our souls, and our bodies unto you, oh God, our strong creator, Elohim. We give glory unto you, oh God, our strength, our provider, our keeper, our present help. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your love, for your kindness, for your grace, your unmerited favor toward each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord God, for raining down blessings upon our lives and allowing us to open our eyes on today, giving us the activity of our limbs and making sure that our mind is sound and able to receive of your word. We give you glory, oh God. Oh Lord, I lift up every listener right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you might be the lifter of their heads on today. You are the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. And there is nothing that escapes your sight, nor can anything come against your strength and your power. Lord, we glorify you on today. As we come before you, we thank you, oh God. Oh, bless, heal, and deliver in the midst of us, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever the needs are, Lord God, you see and you know, Lord God, even the hairs on our heads are numbered, and you know exactly who we are. You call us each by name. Oh, Lord God, humble ourselves, Lord God. Open our minds and our hearts to receive of your word, to gain
knowledge and wisdom and understanding, Lord God. Give us a revelation from on high as we read, Lord God. Speak to each and every heart, Lord, each mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the place where they are on today, Lord God, that they might receive sustenance from your spirit, Lord God, and be filled in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give him glory and honor and praise on today. I won't be before you very long. The scriptures in 1 Corinthians chapters 5 and 6 are not very lengthy, but are very important. Amen. Every word in the word of God is important. Some things are words of history so that we don't do those things. Some are words of warning. Some are words for growth. Some are words of instruction. But they all are beneficial to the body of Christ and to all who would receive the salvation that Jesus came that we might receive. Amen. Of life. They are words of health. They are words of strength. They are words of fortification. Hear and understand in the name of Jesus. I'm coming from 1 Corinthians 5 and 6. I am reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. And I thank you once again for being with me. God bless you. And I shall begin today's reading now. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and such sexual immorality as is not even named among the Gentiles, that a man has his father's wife, and you are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he who has done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I indeed, as absent in the body, but present in the spirit, have already judged as though I were present him who has so done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together along with my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our past old leaven, nor with the leaven mouth and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people, yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral or covetous or an idolater or a reveler or a drunkard or an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person. For what have I to do with judging those also who are outside? Do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from yourselves the evil person. Any of you having a matter against another, go to the law before the unrighteous and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest of matters? Do you not know that we judge angels? We shall judge angels. How much more things that pertain to this life? If then you have judgments concerning things pertaining to this life, do you appoint those who are least esteemed by the church to judge? I say this to your shame. It is so that there is not a wise man among you, not even one, who will be able to judge between his brethren. But brother goes to the law against brother, and that before unbelievers. Now, therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you go to the law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated? No, you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Foods for the stomach and the stomach for foods, but God will destroy it and them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Then how shall I then take the members of Christ and make them a member of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one with her body? For two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God's. I have read and you have heard from 1 Corinthians chapters 5 and 6. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you in the name of Jesus. Until next time, I hope you will continue with me on this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.